So our sermon today is based on a reading from Genesis chapter 8, verses 8 through 16. At the end of 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark that he had made and sent out the raven, and it went to and fro until the waters were dried up from the earth. Then he sent out the dove from him to see if the waters had subsided from the face of the ground. But the dove found no place to set its foot. So he put out his hand and took it and brought it into the ark with him. He waited another 7 days, and again he sent out the dove from the ark. And the dove came back to him in the evening. And there in its beak was a freshly plucked olive leaf. So Noah knew that the waters had subsided from the earth. Then he waited another 7 days and sent out the dove, and it did not return to him anymore. Thank you, God, for taking care of us throughout all the storms of life. We're going to do a brief recap as we continue with our sow, grow, and know theme for this year. We started with dirt and then seeds, as one does when one is planting. And for the past couple of weeks, we looked at trees. So what do trees have? Leaves. Lots of leaves. Leaves let us know when it's finally spring. Leaves are a good sign, a sign of hope. Things will get better, whatever the weather. That's a lesson Noah learned during his ordeal inside the ark. After the rain stopped, after the fountains of the deep were stopped up and the windows of heaven were closed, the water gradually began to recede from the earth. Noah and his family and all the animals were stuck on the mountains of Ararat, waiting for the time when they would finally be able to leave the ark. I imagine Noah was so ready to get out of the ark. It could not have been pleasant after all those days and all those animals. Trying to ascertain if conditions were conducive to disembarking, Noah sent out a raven and then a dove to see if there was any dry ground yet. The first time he sent out the dove, it came back because there was no place for it to rest. But the second time he sent it out, the dove brought back a leaf, a sign of hope. How did the dove know that was just the sign Noah needed? One little leaf. That was all it took to lift Noah's heart and help him make a leap of faith as he accepted the leaf of hope from the dove. It was a new leaf, not a leftover leaf. He could tell by its very greenness. Where did the dove find it? One commentator says the dove got the leaf from the Garden of Eden. That's not so far-fetched when you think about it, for that one moment, that one tree, wherever it was indeed the tree of life. Noah grabbed onto that leaf like a lifeline. Maybe he had prayed during all those long, dark, rainy days for God to send him a sign of hope, something to let him know the water was receding, something to let him know he wasn't going to be stuck in that ark much longer. Noah must have been so excited to get this evidence that the waters had abated somewhere, enough for at least one tree to start growing again. Noah had specifically sent out the dove because it would look for a tree to rest and nest in. It wasn't going to settle just anywhere. It looked for truth and proof that things were getting better. Finding nothing that first time, it came back to the quiet center that it knew, a place where it could find rest and sustenance and nourishment before going out and trying again. The second time, it returned in the evening with that leaf in its beak, bringing hope of a glorious new tomorrow. Noah gave it another week and let the dove go out once more, but this time it didn't come back. It had found a new home somewhere, and Noah and his family and the animals with them would find a new home too. When you start seminary, they tell you almost right off the bat that Noah wasn't real, that his story was a mere myth. But a lot of cultures all around the world have legends of a massive worldwide flood, so something must have happened somewhere, sometime long ago. But you know what? Doesn't really matter whether Noah was real or not, or whether the flood actually happened. What matters in this story is the beacon of hope it holds out to us in the form of a little leaf, a little bird found on a little tree. The dove brought Noah a message to help him endure, a message that said, wait a little longer, things will get better, here is some hope for you, even though you may think all is lost and God has forgotten about you. The scripture says God did not forget about Noah, the obedient one who built the ark at God's behest and holed up in it as the rain came down. God's promise was that this time of hardship and adversity would not last forever. The rain would stop, the trees would grow, and Noah would receive a sign of hope to let him know that God had kept his promise. This is the same promise God gives us. What the story tells us is that somewhere out there in the middle of the deluge and in the face of the flood, God still holds out hope for us. When the ordeal was all over, God set a special sign in the sky for Noah and for us, the rainbow, a promise from God that such devastation and such destruction would never happen again. The rainbow would be the sign from God and the sign for God to remember human beings are fragile and frail and they will falter and fail, but God would never stop loving them and hoping for the best for them and from them. Yeah, they tell us in seminary that Noah wasn't real, but you know what? It doesn't really matter. The obedience, trust, and faith Noah showed God is the important thing to think about. Noah knew God wouldn't leave him and his family and the animals with them in that ark forever. Noah knew God had great plans for them. So as he waited in the ark, and it must have been hard waiting so long, Noah must have prepared and prayed. He must have thought about what they would all do when they finally left the ark. There would be homes to build and other trees and crops to plant so they all, both animals and humans, could survive and thrive in the reset world. They would have to find the proper place to start life anew. They would have to leave behind in the ark the memory of the way life was before the flood and start to reimagine what life would be like after the flood. Different, surely. More difficult, absolutely. But they were not alone in the task of rebuilding. God was with them. God had sent that dove to them to tell them not to worry, not to fret, not to despair. Here is a leaf of hope. You can cope. It won't be long now. Right now, we may be feeling we're reeling in a dark ark in a testing tempest, flooded with deceptions and disruptions, with fear and falsehoods, unsure of where we're going, and not so sure that the place where we're at is the refuge we wanted and needed to be. We may be hearing thunder crashing, and we may see waves rolling, and we may feel unsteady and insecure, unable to bear the present, and yet fearing the future. But you know what? These are not new feelings. It's all the same feels Noah had himself. Maybe once or twice or 1,000 times he thought everything was just getting worse, and he'd never get out of that ark, and he'd never stand on solid ground again. And he may have thought once or twice or 1,000 times that God had indeed forgotten him, so he had just better resign himself to residing in that ark forever and ever. But you know what? God hadn't forgotten him. Noah could do Noah thing to make the waters recede any faster. He had to trust God would handle it in God's way and in God's time. And that's exactly what God did. God took care of Noah. God had not forgotten him. And God has not forgotten us. In the time of darkness and evil and uncertainty, we can keep holding on to the knowledge that God is watching over us and God will take care of us. Noah's story tells us that underneath the turbulence of the floodwaters and all the mess and mud, something was beginning to grow. Even in the midst of destruction, things were growing again. All the turmoil we're currently enduring is stirring things up, making things grow. Something is happening. Somewhere out there is a tree that has sprung up out of the mud and debris, and that tree has found the strength to send forth a leaf of hope, just exactly what we need. And where there is one leaf, there will soon be more. They come popping out, bing, bing, bing. Here comes spring. Has some hope. And some little dove, the emblem of hope and peace and love, is going to pluck a leaf and bring it to you. Here you go. Here's some hope for you and for you and for you. The rain will not last forever. The darkness will not last forever. The rainbow will come and we will be free once again to walk on solid ground. We're going to get out of this mess sooner or later. Yet we must do as Noah did, pray and prepare for the time when the anxiety is over and pledge ourselves, heart and soul, to making a new and better world as Noah did. Whether or not you believe Noah was real, the story of hope in the midst of darkness is real. Noah's story reminds us that the reign of despair and darkness will not last. Evil and chaos will not have the last word. The world will not stay like this. Somewhere out there is a leaf of hope on a tree that is already ripe and growing, and the dove of peace will bring it to us. We need to have faith and patience, and we need to keep looking for that leaf of hope. And you know what? With God, there is always, always hope. Always. Let us pray. Thank you, God, that you always hold us in your heart. You always keep us under your watch. You always hold out hope for us. Let us not despair when there is darkness. Help us prepare for what comes next when the storm is over. We are ready to build the world anew with you. Amen.